the insurance marketplace, we're out here to partner with them, help understand the goals and the objectives of their client, look at whatever current coverages they may have, and then help them design the plans and design them on their behalf with the best available products in the market to help achieve those client goals.
Hear how this firm used DPL's tools and technology to make the transition to independence. You're listening to Advisor Revelations.
Welcome to the Advisor Revelation podcast. I'm Amy Arnett. I am the Vice President of the Insurance Desk at DPL Financial Partners. In this episode today, we are going to discuss the role of insurance in the financial planning process. And I'd love to introduce our guest today is Brad Mendenhall. He has recently joined DPL as our Executive Vice President for Insurance Solutions. Brad, we appreciate you taking the time to have a conversation with us today.
Well, thank you, Amy. It's my pleasure, and I'm excited to be here.
And just a gentle reminder, if anything we talk about today interests you, be sure to contact a DPL consultant on our website at dplfp.com. Brad, just give us a little bit background on yourself, you know, an overview of your experience in the industry.
Sure. Thanks, Amy. I think I'm like many people that got into this business. It picked me instead of me really picking it. But so I've been doing it for a long time, over 30 years, and have had a bit of a unique view. And it wasn't necessarily by design. I wish I could say that it was. I started off as an advisor working with retail clients, had an opportunity to transition into a wholesale role, wholesaling life insurance, long-term care, disability, had numerous sales leadership roles along the way there, divisional sales manager roles. National sales manager roles with very large insurance companies. And then it kind of culminated. I was president of a distribution subsidiary of a major insurance carrier. And we sold those businesses about a year ago. And I had a chance to join DPL. So I think that view, what it does for me is it really gave me an opportunity to see how fragmented, how inefficient our industry is today. We are one of the very few, if not the only, part of the financial services industries that really has not changed the way we do business over the last 20 to 30 years.
In your opinion, how do you feel insurance and risk management integrates into a fiduciary practice?
Yeah, I think we've seen as it's trended towards fiduciary practices over time that most every fiduciary practice is doing some sort of holistic planning. And holistic financial planning really can't exist without including a review of that insurance coverage, what their needs might be, or the contracts that they already have. So as more and more of the FAs are moving towards that fiduciary standard, and the risk management portion of that is even more important than it's ever been in that practice. So the problem with that is it's not their first language, as most of these folks have come out of an asset management or a financial planning background and maybe don't have a deep understanding of the insurance side of our business. So that's where we come in. So we can be the experts so they don't have to. So in the insurance marketplace, we're out here to partner with them, help understand the goals and the objectives of their client, look at whatever current coverages they may have, and then help them design the plans and design them on their behalf with the best available products in the market to help achieve those client goals.
I completely agree. And anything that we do, it's all about what is best in class for that client. And, you know, we have the ability to go out and find what those choices are. What about our platform at DPL, Brad? Could you give us some background and goals on that?
Yeah. So the platform really, it's kind of been built based upon requests from our current subscribers. So as I mentioned, DPL was originally founded as a commission-free, fee-only annuity distributor. But our subscribers and our partners started coming to us and asking, can you take care of my life insurance quotes? Can you help me with long-term care? I have a disability need for a client. So as a result of that, we wanted to be able to create a platform that would serve the needs of our current subscribers and our customers. So the platform has been built a little differently, though. So we built this around the planning process for the RIA platforms, their advisors, and to support that holistic FA out there. Somebody that's doing risk management, they're doing asset management, they're doing retirement planning and distribution planning all in one, and fitting that risk management portion in there to where we can be the expert to help them do that. We've talked about best in class already. So in order to do that, we're agnostic to carriers, we're agnostic to products. So what we do is look for the best in class product. We curate the product offerings from the broad marketplace. There's thousands and thousands of offerings out there. Our job is to look at those and get best in class, bring them to market. FAs don't have to do that. They don't have to be the expert insurance. They can bring it to us. We'll take care of that. We're going to handle it from that quote process to the issue process. So from a product perspective, term insurance obviously is the leader in the pack. It is the number one product in the industry as far as number of policies and cases that are placed, but it's very process driven. It's very price driven, but we build that product set out based upon financial security, convertibility, the things that they might want to look at. And you can quote right on the system. You can call us. We can help you, but you can just pull that up, do the quote on your own, and actually go ahead and apply and put the data in the, and we'll take that from there and take it all the way to where the policy's issued. Now, the other policies that are a little different than we've ever seen before in the last 5-6 years, we've seen advisory products come out. And actually, they came out about 30 years ago and failed because we did not have that many advisors charging fees. But the marketplace is entirely different today. So we have commission-free VUL, Variable Universal Life, and Indexed Universal Life. And the advisory VULs are a separate account product. And what that means, it's not managed directly in the portfolio of the insurance company. They're held at third-party asset managers. And the advisors have the opportunity to charge a fee and manage that for their consumer, just like they do their investment products. So most of these products have no surrender charges, very low expenses and management fees, and they're a very attractive consumer-driven product. So the advisory IUL is a general account product, which is a little different, but it works differently too because it charges very low fees and surrender periods, but it's a product that gives you a baseline that you cannot be credited less than zero. So if the marketplace goes south and it's a minus 10 return in the market, you can't get less than zero credited to your account. As a result, there's also a cap on that, but it allows you to participate in a market index. Most common would be this S&P 500. So we've got four products in that product set. But as you might imagine, they don't always solve every problem. That's why we talk about best in class. So if those products don't fit the need for the consumer, we can go to the broad market and find the life insurance product that does. Long-term care, product line that is probably asked about the most, but we don't implement that as much as we should in our industry. So we have a full product line. Most of those are hybrid products, which is really a life insurance contract where you can spend the death benefit and a multiple of that for qualified long-term care over your lifetime. We have life insurance products that have riders on them. So if you've got a life insurance need that's large and you want to have some long-term care protection as well, you can put a rider on that. And at the same time, we've got just the traditional long-term care products that we've seen for many, many years. But one of the things that we're going to be doing, Amy and I are very excited about this, is we're going to be offering a new service soon. And that service is going to give you an opportunity as an advisor to take a personal analysis with your clients, take an analysis of where they are and what their likelihood of needing long-term care is based upon their personal circumstances. Those circumstances are based upon health issues, financial issues, activities, et cetera. And along with that, it tells you your likelihood of a long-term care event before you die is, let's say, 60, 70, 85%. Here are the options to look at to ensure that. And then here's the return on investment that we see along the way based upon the data that you've given us. So we think this is a game changer. We're excited. We don't have that on the platform yet, but it's coming soon. Last but not least, I'd say disability would be kind of the third area that we work in. Lots of disability, individual disability, but also there's this overhead and business disability policies we can do. And I'd say we get off into some specialty products. Like we don't do COLI and BOLI, but we have worked in the private placement area. We have specialists that we work with to do that as well.
Thanks, Brad. And, you know, in summary and all of that, one key point is what we're here to do is work with that advisor on that case design specific to that client. And we have the resources and tools to go out and complete that opportunity uncovered and meet those goals of those clients to complete that holistic picture. So we really have that tagline as that one-stop shop for insurance needs. And we're growing on top of that, just like some of the comments that you made. There's more to come. I'm super excited about it. So what about any other services that DPL offers?
Yeah. So if somebody had used a traditional VGA, you can get the exact same services through us and you'll get that. But we're going to tailor it around what your business model is. Some of the things that I think that are most likely to be used by a financial advisor, the first and foremost is policy review. During their planning process, they gather documents, they find out what kind of insurance plans and other coverages that they have. And they can bring those in. They always need to be consistently reviewed, just like a financial plan and a financial model would be every year. So those policies need to be looked at to see if they still come accomplish the goal? Are they performing as they were illustrated? Is there something that needs to happen? So we can do that. We can get in-force illustrations. We can compare that, look at it. And one of three things would probably come back to you. First could be, this is all good. You should never change this contract. It's doing exactly what you wanted it to, or it's ahead of where you are today. Good job. The second might be that there's some modifications. There's some things that you might be able to do to improve the performance or to meet that current goal. Or maybe the goal changed and we need to modify the contract. Some of those things, the first thing I always point out is beneficiary designations. Premium schedules change, premium ability to pay premiums changes, things like that need to be evaluated. And then ownership and a number of other items that you should check every time to make sure that that policy is still doing it. So we may modify that policy. But the last thing is that there may be an opportunity to improve the product based upon current pricing, and especially with our advisory products today with no commissions and low fees involved, where you can take an old contract, assuming that it's out of surrender fee and you are still insurable, and 1035 that, have a tax-free exchange into a much more competitive market product. But that's the analysis we can do to help people look at that to see what makes sense for their current situation. We also do underwriting reviews and consultation. It's that I have a case, I have a guy kind of situation, as I mentioned earlier, that maybe has a health impairment. Not sure if they can get coverage or if they can, what kind of circumstances may be around. Maybe somebody skydives. Is that going to be excluded? Is there a flat extra? All of those things we can take care of. Advanced case design. In this marketplace, we see a lot of advanced planning, a lot of estate planning. So we can do that, advanced case design, planning, integrate with all the advisors that are working, CPAs, attorneys, the financial advisory firms that we're working with. So that's something that we do on top of that. And then I'd say there's a couple areas that we see a lot that in the current marketplace that I think get attention and maybe need more attention. One is just the irrevocable life insurance trusts. Years ago, when I got in the business, you had a $600,000 exemption. I think it was $150,000 a tax exemption, but a $600,000 credit. That has skyrocketed now to where about maybe 1% to 2% of the Americans have an estate tax problem. But there's a lot of irrevocable life insurance trusts that were put in place out there, and people tend to forget about them. They need to be reviewed as well. So even though there's not an estate tax problem, that asset is then in turn going to come back into the family or whoever their beneficiaries were. So those policies need review. The policies need to make sure they're up to date, that they're performing correctly, that they don't need to be funded more, or if there's an opportunity to improve those. So that's one market I think is woefully underutilized. The other, it's a bit of a sad story, but the premium financing marketplace with the changes in interest rates, we see a lot of plans that maybe weren't put together with the proper stress testing or have just taken some unfortunate circumstances in terms of interest rates. Now, when I say that, premium financing is where you go out, you got to borrow money from a financial institution, a bank, and then use that money to pay your life insurance premiums. And through the accumulation in the life insurance contract, eventually pay that loan off to the bank, let the policy ride, and even maybe take income from that. But with increases in interest rates on loans and decreases in interest rates on the contracts, we've seen some of those upside down. So we can look at those, look at the market performance that they're at today. We can look and see if there's an opportunity to rescue that plan or find other alternatives for you. So it's complex, it's difficult, but it's the marketplace today that we see more and more and more.
I agree, most certainly. It's surprising how some of these plans that have been in place for a long time haven't been monitored, and change happens all the time. And that's one area that needs more attention in those insurance reviews. What's in it for the RIA?
I guess that's the great question, right? So what I would say is that in today's world, most of the IARs, the financial advisors inside an RIA, aren't licensed to sell insurance. They traditionally have gone out and they just would refer that insurance out to an outside producer, maybe somebody that they knew, maybe well, maybe not so well, somebody that someone else has used. But the challenge with that is they have little to no involvement in that whole process. There's not a lot of coordination generally with them, if ever. And there's no line of sight into the planning or what's happened on a short or long-term basis on that insurance implementation. So what our platform allows them to do is to partner with us at DPL in order to help fill any of those protection gaps that they find. It may be that there's new coverage. It may be that we need to help manage current and existing policies. But they uncover that in the financial planning process, and then we connect with them in taking care of that. We remain connected throughout that entire process. So here's the key, I think, though. Doing this allows them to keep that financial advice in-house and retain control over that ever-important client experience. We are not a retail organization. We don't work with retail or producers like that that would end up being a competitor. So we are just going to act as an outside insurance desk. We will outsource that on their behalf. We will take care of that, and we will keep them in the loop every step of the way. With our insurance carriers that do the fee-based life insurance, they actually feed your system to where you can charge fees right off of that. And it now becomes assets under management for you, where in the past that was never possible. So you have the ability to go out and be involved in that process. You don't have to be licensed. You can still charge a fee on managing that asset that's in that separate account.
I always like also defining what DPL is to the RIA as that back office support. So they uncover the need and then they lean on our team to do the legwork and the administrative part of that legwork and get it implemented and see it through to the end. And we're not in competition, so we're not upselling. We're not redirecting into something different. We're not going to take an asset away that they're managing. So it really is a true partnership. Brad, what do you feel has changed in the market for RIAs in risk management today?
As we've seen the move to fiduciary standards and the move to the RIA marketplace, that's the first thing I think. The other thing from a distribution perspective is us. We've changed the marketplace in that we started specifically to serve registered investment advisory firms, fee-based advisors. We're not in the broad market. We're not out in the general market for insurance producers in the marketplace. We serve the RIA marketplace. So that is unique in today. The other thing I see is product changes. I mentioned earlier the products that have been developed specifically for the RIA marketplace to where they can actually charge a fee now. So they're commission-free products, fee-based. The carriers have also made the commitment and the investment to be able to send those fees to their platforms so they can account for those assets. It's wonderful for them because they can be much closer to the process of planning with that consumer. It builds the value of their business because it's now an asset under management and they can manage that. They can be reviewing that with the consumer. They can work with us to do that along the way. So those are the most two changes I see the most, Amy. Distributor changes and products specifically designed for them.
Well, and not to show our age at all, but between Brad and myself, we have about 70 years of experience in the industry. So you can only imagine the kind of change that we have seen in the past and today. But Brad, what do you think the future looks like?
The one thing I'm certain of is that the need's not going away. The demand for life insurance that recently came out, the consumers, there was more than 100 million adults said they need or they need more life insurance. We know that 7 out of 10 Americans over the age of 60 are going to have a significant long-term care event in their lifetime. Any meeting I go to or stage I've stood on and asked this question of, who in here knows somebody that's either actively using long-term care or in the process of or had recently in the past? Almost everyone raises their hand. So the need isn't going away. When I look at it, I think the solution there, it's got to be technology-driven and human-centered, both from a product and a process perspective. And what I mean by that, technology in today's world, people order a pizza and they can look at their phone and see how many went into the oven or if it's out of the oven, if it's in the box, if it's on the way. DoorDash tells you how many feet they are away from your front porch when they bring you your food today. We can't do that. We don't do that today. So the technology is going to drive that. It's going to expedite underwriting. It's reducing requirements. And it's going to be taking all those electronic medical records, the public data, and making the purchasing process a lot easier for our insureds. The products are built not only just for ease of billing and use, but to fit the process for the advisors. One thing that I am certain of, and I guess I'll just, my last thought on the change is that advice is not a commodity. We have seen over and over and over the consumers tell us that they want advice and they want to talk to an advisor. They need good advice in their financial affairs. So we are fortunate at DPL to be able to assist those financial advisors in delivering on that promise.
Thanks, Brad. This is a lot of good information that we've brought out for you guys to get a better understanding of DPL and the insurance desk and our commitment to be in this field. Brad, do you have any kind of closing thoughts or comments that you'd like to mention?
I guess the only thing I'd add is that we, sitting here in our seats, Amy, you and myself, and the rest of our team, we've got a wonderful opportunity to go out and really change how we deliver products. So we're currently collaborating with reinsurers, carriers. We're trying to develop that next generation of consumer-friendly products, developing the delivery process that's more transparent and efficient. So I'm excited about it. I think this is a wonderful opportunity for us to make a huge impact on how products are delivered, but more importantly, the value that they drive for the consumer. So I'm excited to be here and I look forward to what we have ahead of us.
Yep, definitely a lot of excitement at DPL in our division. I completely agree with that. Well, I'd like to thank everyone for being with us today. Don't forget, connect with us at dplfp.com and be sure to subscribe for more episodes anywhere you listen to podcasts. Have a great afternoon.
Thanks for listening. To hear more advisor revelations, go to dplfp.com and subscribe on your favorite podcast streaming app.